here in Stark, Florida.
Yes.
At Windsor Nursing and Rehab. You know, I'm asking the Lord to come by here and touch us all.
Amen.
How many of you need a touch from the Master's hand?
I
know I do.
All the time.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Again, I want to thank all of you for being here today to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I can't speak for you, but I can speak for me. The Lord has sure been good to me.
Me too.
My Lord has brought me a mighty long way from the Blue Ridge Mountains of West Virginia as a little boy. I'm here in Stark, Florida today at 78 years old to say that Jesus loves us. Only Jesus can save us.
Amen.
And I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer and ask God to bless our time. Open up your heart and let God bless you today.
Yes.
We all need a blessing. Father in heaven, I just thank you for this time. And we come to you. We come to you with thanksgiving and praise in Jesus, your Son's name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thanking you for another day that we might do something to glorify our God in heaven.
Yes.
Oh, Father, we thank you for Jesus and his sacrifice.
Amen.
Oh, Father, we thank you for each other.
Yes, Father.
And we just ask today for you to lay your good hand upon us. And God, that we can see more clearly that we're going to be okay. You are our hope.
Yes.
You are our joy.
Amen.
You are our Savior and our Lord. And we give you honor and praise and glory for your sacrifice.
Yes.
Let now your Spirit minister to our spirit in Jesus' wonderful name.
Amen.
And everybody said,
amen.
Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Yes, ma'am, right here. How many of you want to know more about Jesus?
Always.
Are you too old to know any more about Jesus?
No, we're not.
We're not too old. And you know the beautiful thing about it? The older that a child of God gets here on earth is the closer to have an eternal life with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible says that God will make everything new, even our bodies.
Yes.
A new heaven, a new earth, a city that whose builder and maker is God will come down and hover above the new earth.
Amen.
And we'll get to walk on the streets of gold. We'll get to see Jesus. We'll get to see the angels. We'll get to see those that's gone on before us that made it into heaven.
Amen.
What a time that's going to be.
Yes.
This is a beautiful old song written many years ago, 1947. I was only 3 years old when this song was written. Thank you, Lord.
I'll understand. I want.
Jesus has prepared a mansion for us, and everything that we see We are joint heirs with Jesus. We have inherited that because we have repented of our sins and we have asked Jesus to come into our heart, and we believe that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and we believe that we have the Holy Ghost to help us get home. And that makes us joint heirs with our Lord. And it says, according to the purpose of Him who works all things after the counsel of His own will. Do you know what the will of God is for you and me? To live our life that's pleasing unto Him, that brings glory and honor to our God.
Yes.
We're not to say we love God and act like the devil, right?
Right.
Jesus said, "You'll know a tree by the fruit it bears. A good tree will not bear forth bad fruit. A bad tree cannot bear forth good fruit. But a good tree will bring forth good fruit. Bad tree will bring forth bad fruit." And whether you know it or not, His eye is on the sparrow. And I know He watches you and me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the and I know He watches me. Absolutely. That we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ. Now listen to this scripture here, the 13th verse. In whom ye also trusted. Are you trusting in the Lord today? Are you trusting in the Lord? Do you get upset because a CNA just don't jump and give what you need? Or are you saying, "Lord, send that CNA to help me"? Huh? Are we trusting in our CNA or are we trusting in the Lord? After that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that, listen, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. You see, nobody can give it to you but Jesus. And nobody can take it away because we're sealed with the Holy Ghost. The devil can't take it away from us. Nobody. The person that don't like us, they can't take our salvation away. Because we're sealed. God has put His seal on you and me if we're saved.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? Pastor Nicky, you got something when I am? I stop right here and over here.
Okay. Well, I'd like to add Paul's prayer for the Ephesian church. And it's a prayer for us too, knowing that we are sealed and saved by the Lord Jesus. He says that He, Jesus, would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Pastor Buck and I pray that you would be strengthened in your inner man, that the Lord would strengthen you. You know, when we're weak, when we call upon the Lord and ask Him for strength, you know He'll answer and pour that strength out. It may not be physical strength that He gives, but He'll give you strength in faith to believe and keep on following the Lord Jesus, to keep on praising Him and to thank Him for all things, knowing that He's working all things together for good. And Paul says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Yeah. Remember that old song as a child? Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Well, I asked him in when I was a little girl, and when I was 33, I really came to know him, and I surrendered my life to him. Since I was 33, I've been a born-again Christian. How wonderful to have Jesus right here, and to know that he'll never forsake me nor leave me. And that's true for each and every one of us who believe that ye being rooted and grounded in love. That makes you think of a tree, doesn't it? You know the scriptures that talk about a tree and the roots go down into the water, and that will always have green leaves, will always produce fruit, even in old age. I like that. That you may be able to understand with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with the fullness of God.
Yes, amen.
Now unto him, and now he gives the praise to God, the end of his prayer. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I like that prayer.
A good word. Amen.
Amen.
You know, the staff here does everything they can to take care of you, but the one thing they can't take care of is your spirit and soul.
Amen.
Only God can do that. And we do it through his word, don't we?
Yes.
We do it through his word. I want to say to you today, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, don't put it off no more.
No.
From your heart, say, Father in heaven, from your heart, I believe you sent your son Jesus to save me from my sins and the devil's hell. I repent of my sins because your word says we have all sinned.
Yes.
And I am willing to follow you. I'm willing for you to change my heart and my life. And I will do my best to let my light shine for whatever time I have left. Come into my heart, Lord, and save me and deliver me from the power of the devil.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Honey, if you prayed that song from that prayer from your heart, I want you to know that he's faithful and just to forgive us.
Amen.
For our sins. Amen.
Amen.
He is faithful and just. We're going to close with the song today. I want to thank all of you for being here. Such a wonderful attendance.
Yes.
Would like for you to know that this coming Sunday. This coming Sunday, we'll be here at
2:00.
She'll get the right time. And if you'd like to have, we're going to pass out a calendar. We'll mark it on your calendar when we'll be here Sunday. I'd love for all of you, ask your CNA early. Ask your CNA early. Say, and just say, would you please get me up so I can go worship the Lord, that I can go to church this morning.
That means don't take a nap after lunch.
Or if you do, take a short nap.
Right. Come join us.
We're going to close with this song today. We love you. Oh, how we love you.
Yes, we do. Because Jesus put a love in our hearts for all people. Sing along if you know it.
This is a song called The Lighthouse.
Picked me up and set my feet upon a solid rock.